Hello, Audio Boomland. I thought I'd just do a little boo about this, that and the other, really. As you can hear, I'm probably sounding a lot better than I was when I did my last one. Although, it's gone onto my chest a bit, so I've got a horrible chesty cough as well. Sounds like I've been on 100 a day. Which I most certainly am not. It's a lovely sunny day here in Folkestone. It's quite windy though, which I'm not so keen on because I find the wind affects my hearing when I'm trying to cross roads. And, the hearing isn't as good as it could be anyway. And certainly not with this cold as well. My right ear has been blocked a bit. So, not so keen on the wind, but we went out today. I thought we'd go for a gentle walk just to get some fresh air and see if my leg was any better when walking. We walked to Londis and checked my lottery tickets. I haven't won anything in the Euro Millions, unfortunately, so I bought some more. The leg seemed to be all right. It feels a little tight at the back, but it was holding out okay for walking. So we decided we'd go a little bit further. So we carried on walking up Dover Road till we came to the railway bridge over the road, which is called Skew Arches because it's at an angle across the road. It doesn't go straight across from one side to the other, it goes at a diagonal from one side of the road to the other. So we went up there and then turned left, and that takes you into Canterbury Road. And we thought, let's go and find the pharmacy. So we found the pharmacy and stocked up with all sorts of things, paracetamol, ibuprofen. And I bought some more cough syrup, although Barbara has got me some as well, but it's always good to have plenty. And I got some TCP, which I haven't seen in years. I thought that would be good for gargling with sore throats. And some throat sweets, lockets, all that sort of jiggery-pokery. So I got that. And then we came back home and we were out for about half an hour and my leg seems to have behaved itself. We weren't going fast, so that's not too bad. Maybe I'll be able to get out a bit more. Somebody is moaning outside because they want to come back in. He usually barks when he wants to come back in. I'm going to see if I can get him to bark, because he's not coming in unless he barks. Kinsey, speak. Come on. Good boy. There, see, now you can come back in. You're not coming back in if you just moan and whine. So I can't always hear you. So, I'm on the mend. I'm still sound like I'm full of cold, but it's a lot better. It's a bit tiring. So I can't breathe too well at times, so I have to do... You rat bag! Sorry, he's just picked up one of my boots and brought to me. He seems to have this thing about shoes. Yeah, it's not as easy to breathe just yet. And so I have to take things easy. And if I do stuff, I do like little short spurts and then have a rest. And we're getting there, though. You know, I did make a fish pie yesterday. It took me all day to do it because I did it in stages, but I got there, so I had some fish pie. It's a bit awkward eating particularly hot food because I have got a painful mouth ulcer right on behind my lip, between, you know, on the back of my lip and between my teeth because of the cold, so that's sore. So it did take me a while to eat dinner last night, but got the TCP, so that should help. And I've just found Mr. Sausages, the butcher, who's Kinsey's toy. And this dog has actually wrecked Mr. Sausages. And he's never wrecked a toy. But he has gone and scalped Mr. Sausages virtually. He's a butcher with big feet and a big head and a long skinny body so the dogs can carry it. And a string of sausages around his neck and a butcher's apron. And he's got a hat on, and the hat's got a brim that sticks out from his head, so it's like a round bit where his head is, and then the hat with the brim sticking out. And Kinsey has gone and chewed all around the brim, so it's now like a lid. You lift the lid up, which is the hat, and you can see inside Mr. Sausage's head. Not only has he scalped Mr. Sausages, but I've also found a hole in his throat. So he's ripped his throat out and scalped him. He's such a vandal. Well, this toy is about 24 years old. I had it when I had Tammy, my first guide dog. And it has lasted really well. And this horrible shepherd has scalped Mr. Sausages and ripped his throat out. So I don't know how long Mr. Sausages is going to last now, which is a shame because he's lasted all these years. He's been through 5 dogs. And this horrible thing has decided to wreck him. And he's not a toy wrecker usually. And, you know, he's very good with his toys. I mean, he loves Polar to bits. His cuddly polar bear, he loves Polar and he carries him around, and he's not made any holes in Polar at all. I've had to wash Polar because he was looking disgusting, and I think he might be destined for a wash again because I've caught the little horror bag trying to take him outside, and I've found Polar outside a couple of times. So he's not looking as pristine and white as he could do, and he's covered in dog drool. So okay, that's really my day. I'm on the mend, so I shall see you all again in Audio Booland again soon. Bye bye.